Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Story time with Joey Harrington. And Joey, did you know that you're sitting with one of the last people in the Sistine Chapel before the Cardinals entered for the conclave? Did you know that you're sitting with one of those people?
We talked about this last week, dude.
No, we didn't.
Souk is a Cardinal. It's not excommunicado. Remember how we talked about that Souk was actually a cardinal in hiding?
It's possible.
Yeah, he thought you were going to be our first stick and puck pope.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, first Mormon pope. Or not Mormon pope. But so here's the thing, right? Here's the idea that we came up with was, you know, like the movie Conclave.
Yeah.
Where the guy that and again, dang it, that was my one job. You had one job. My one job was to go back and remember the term for a cardinal, like a secret cardinal, right? Where the Pope appoints a cardinal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there was that one guy. Yeah, there was the one guy in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like not excommunicado, but a cardinal and something when their job is too dangerous. Like if you're in a place that wouldn't, you know, be very hospitable to a Catholic cardinal.
Is so it cardinal in pectore?
In pectore, yes. In pectore.
Thank you. I know
that. Pectore, pectore, yes. And so my theory was that you were actually a cardinal in pectore for at Brigham Young University. So that's you were actually a appointed cardinal of BYU. And there we were like, why is he in Italy? I was like, he's probably going back for the conclave because he is a cardinal in pectore. And had you outed, you know, been like, hey, I'm actually a cardinal at a Mormon university, they would have been like, no, that's not true. Cool. You should probably leave. Instead, you worked your way up the Cardinals, and then I'm guessing were probably so. What was it like in the Sistine Chapel voting for the Pope?
It was really cool. Like when we went there,
so you were there. You were voting for the Pope.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny, but I will say I was the last civilian out of the Sistine Chapel before they got it ready for the conclave. The morning of the funeral, I guess it would have been the morning before, the day before the funeral, because the day of the funeral, everything was shut down. Like you couldn't get anywhere near the Vatican. So this was the last day, and my friend had managed to arrange a private tour of the Vatican. We actually got to open it. So the Vatican opens at 8. We got there at like 5:30. They let you in the back door, and you go there with one lady who had like lived there since she was like 6. Her name was Rose. She was awesome. Who was like best friends with like Pope Francis. She was showing me like photos of him just like hanging out. And then so we got
this
to go.
This doesn't happen unless you are cardinal in pectore.
That's what I'm saying.
You're only confirming my suspicions because, like us lay, like I'm born and raised Catholic, right? You know, I've done the whole St. Peter's Tomb tour. Felt pretty special about that. I did not get to open the Vatican. No. I didn't get to open the Sistine Chapel. Like, that is only cardinal type stuff.
Yeah, something's up.
Yeah. Well, I just, like, me and 12 other people, and so, like, we went, I got to open the door that would, to, like, where the residencies were. It's what would have sealed them in, not to the Sistine Chapel, but sealed them in when they did the conclave. And then we got to go into the chapel, and it was just the 12 of us, and then when the Vatican opened at 8, the security guards came in, kicked us out of the chapel, and then that's when the cleaning people and, like, they were setting up the voting stations.
So you got to open the doors when the doors I'm forgetting me in my Latin. It's when they say everybody get out, and they close the doors.
Yes.
You got to open those doors, those big giant wooden doors at the back, because when you come into the Sistine Chapel in the tours, you come in on, like, that corner door,
yeah,
up off to the right and of the altar, and then you work your way all the way back out the back corner door, but you don't ever go through the giant doors.
No. Yeah, I got to open those.
That, Rob, he is definitely a cardinal
yeah.
and pectore. Like, yeah. that's like, there's only certain, unless you're like a Swiss guard or, you know, making the everybody out call, lay people don't just get to do those things.
Are you sure about that? I thought we did. When we were there, I thought we went through the big doors.
The key they gave me, they said it was the
second. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
They said it was the second oldest key behind the door that actually brings you into the Sistine Chapel. It was really, it overwhelmed me. I cried, and I'm not a particularly religious guy, but it got me, because I got to walk in. I was the first one to walk in, because the hillbilly lady that opened the door, I wanted to throw her down a well. She yeehawed when she was opening the door, which just ugly American tourism. It really bothered. You can't yeehaw while opening the Sistine Chapel. And she yeehawed. And so I kind of pushed my way by her. And then I just kind of stood in the doorway for maybe 15 seconds by myself, and no one could get by me. And it got me. It kind of brought me to tears, kind of being in there, especially knowing, like, what was about to happen. It was a really just like a confluence of events to be the last people in there and to get to be in there by ourselves. It was, I'll never forget it. I can only imagine.
Because normally there's such a mass yeah. of people. When we went the last March, I'd been there previously, and you could move around a little bit. Yeah. Like, this was shoulder to shoulder. Yep. To have that entire space to yourself is astounding. Like, that's incredible. Yeah.
Well, it was weird because when they let you in for the tour, you go to the back door, it's like, you feel like it's a clandestine operation. So it's dark out. At 5:30 in the morning, it's still dark. So you show up at the big back door where you leave. Like, that's where everyone leaves the Vatican. And just, she goes, hey, in a couple minutes, like, this is going to open. And some dude opens the door, just one of them. And then you walk in, and then he reshuts it and seals it. And then, like, you literally start turning on lights. And so it's weird as you're walking around. It's reverent, but also kind of creepy, because you're walking into, like, dark rooms and hallways in the Vatican, and there's no one there. And that's just not supposed to be it, because at 8, when they boot you from the chapel and then they open the regular doors, within 10 minutes, there's thousands of people in there, and it has completely different vibe to it. It honestly kind of feels, it's kind of a little weird, because then it feels like a Disneyland and people are kind of running around and kids. But to be in some of those rooms, like, by yourself and just have it be quiet and you kind of get to reflect, is, like I said, not even being I'm not Catholic and I'm not really religious in any shape or form, but there is a gravity to being in there when it's quiet and dark. I'll never forget the experience. Literally, it's probably the coolest thing I ever have gotten to do.
I would give you the advice, though, that if you're going to want to stay as a cardinal in the College of Cardinals, you probably shouldn't say, I'm not Catholic. That those two things don't usually jive.
Or I have to say that to keep my cover up.
Did you guys hear the report? That's part of it. Did you hear the report of what Pope Leo said when he heard that he was elected Pope?
No.
He said, yeehaw.
That was the worst.
Well played.
I'm
well
telling you.
Thank you.
This
Thank
was
you.
The worst part of it. So every door you got to, they picked a different person to open the door, right? Yeah. And you get to the end, and we've all opened doors. A couple of us have opened, you know, two or three of them. So we're all angling to open the chapel. We know that's the end of the tour, right? That's the one everyone wants. And so, and I had been, I ask a lot of questions. I'm an inquisitive person when it comes to history. And so, like, Rose, the tour lady, had been showing me all these photos and kind of giving me I thought we had a little something going. Ooh. And I'm like, well, she was like 70. So I was like,
even better.
Yeah. So I was like, dude, I think I got a good shot at this. And she picked this old lady from the back. And I was like, all right, you go with the old lady, you're an old lady. And she comes walking up and I was like, that's really cool. I was kind of jealous. And as she's walking up, I hear this voice. I swear I'm not exaggerating. Oh my goodness, y'all. Little old me from Dallas, Texas. Oh, look, honey, look at me. Look, oh my God. And she just will not shut up. And Rose is like trying, she's like, all right, here's the key. And that's when she's like, honey, get a load of this. I'm opening the, yeehaw. Oh. And I just, everyone in the group just wanted to punch her in the face. It just, like, we had this like really like moment where everyone was like the gravity of this. And this one moron just couldn't keep it together. Like, and she just was like hooting and hollering, like she was entering a Buster's like barbecue.
What is appropriate to yeehaw?
Not that.
What even is yeehaw?
I think it's just an excited like yahoo.
It's something that Michael Jackson used in on break at a commercial. We gotta. Yeehaw! It's in. You want to be starting something? I'm pretty sure that there's a yeehaw in that song.
I feel like yeehaw is you're starting a cattle drive, or you're getting ready to, or you have just finished, or started some sort of food challenge. Like you're about to eat a 96-ounce steak, and if you eat it, you get your picture on the wall. You can yeehaw the beginning of that. You don't get to yeehaw. Like the holy of holies.
I have the answer. Would you guys like to know what
yeehaw?
The origins
wasn't
of
it
yeehaw?
A TV show in like the late 70s, early 80s?
Is that Bonanza?
No, yeehaw. Oh, that was hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Never mind.
Not yeehaw.
Hee-haw. Yeehaw. Yeah. No. The origin of yeehaw is thought to be rooted in the horseman's commands G, which means go right, and haw, which means go left.
Oh, so yeah, it's a horsey thing. So,
yeehaw.
Yeah, get to going.
Go right, go left.
Get to going. Well, let's just say that lady, I will never forget that experience, and I will also never forget the rube that got to open that door. She did not deserve it.
Well, I have nothing to add to the secret cardinal story.
Okay, well, I'm looking
up. I can't tell you anymore, otherwise, I risk my status as secret ex-Mormon cardinal, non-Catholic. Look, I got a... it's a whole thing.
In pectore.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on a business card. Start doing that.
I'm not seeing a yeehaw and want to be starting something.
It seems like it'd be an odd place for a yeehaw. That seems more like a Kenny Rogers sort of thing, or like a Gene Autry.
I mean, he did.
I'm sticking to my guns on this one.
Okay. Michael would always hee hee.
Yeah, the hee hee.
Yeah, he'd.
Is that what you're thinking?
I think he hees.
There is a yeehaw. Dun, 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 dun. I can hear it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll get to work on that.
We'll get to going.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And coming up next, I have recent Duck sports results trivia for Joey Harrington.
Oh, hot trivia.
We'll see how much he's been following. Mm. This is Joey Harrington with us here on Friday, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
And there it is. He wasn't kidding.
I honestly, this is a tape measure moment for me. Why is there a yeehaw? Like, no. And yet it's there.
Is it a yeehaw or is it a hee-haw?
I don't.
It's hard close. To tell. It sounds like a yeehaw. I'm giving you a yeehaw.
I don't know that it is a yeehaw, but it's damn close.
I think it may be a hee-haw.
Well, yeah, I'm looking up.
There is a yeehaw in that song, and I knew there was.
Boy, when you said that, man, this is one of those like a hill I wasn't willing to die on, but I would have bet a significant wager that there's not a yeehaw in gonna, because I know that song. Also, there's a line in there apparently that says you're a vegetable.
Yeah.
What is?
Yeah, it's a buffet. Yeah.
You're just a buffet.
No idea.
Yeah. What did you think?
I don't know. I've heard that song 1,000 times, and I had no idea that there was a reference to a vegetable and a yeehaw. No idea.
You're a vegetable.
This is like when I found out there was lyrics to the Final Countdown other than it's the final countdown.
Speaking of Final Countdown and Popes, have you seen that? Have you seen the mashup there?
Wait, before we get to that, because we're all over the place.
Pope, as he's introduced to the Final Countdown.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
that's like the best thing. They did the
I haven't seen that.
The Jordan intro.
Oh, you know, you said
the intro.
That.
It was the intro, yeah. Not the final.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they do like what you're introducing the Chicago Bulls. I forget what that's called. Yeah. There's a name to that song, but the internet is undefeated. Let me just say that all the Pope stuff, like on Twitter, that's why Twitter is great, because there were some well timed bits that people were doing.
I'm looking here at the lyrics of "Want to Be Starting Something," and it does say it is yeehaw.
He yeehaws.
They yeehaw.
They yeehaw. Yeah, it's a collective yeehaw.
Yeehaw, yeah. So, well played, Mr. Harrington. You know you're Michael Jackson.
Well, you know, not all of us were Cardinals in pectore during the 80s. Some of us were actually, kids. Hey,
I would like to point out, my mom, and I've told this story, my mom, when I was like 4, because I was still riding a big wheel, 4 or 5, she made me a Michael Jackson glove. I rode around the mean streets of Gresham, Oregon, on my big wheel, wearing a homemade Michael Jackson sequin glove.
I have no idea what to say to that.
Yeah. That's how, and yet I didn't know.
Dude, he's just one-upping you right now.
I didn't know we were yeehawing.
He's a king one-upper. It's unbelievable.
It's okay, because once like the neighborhood kid saw it, someone else's mom made him like a really, really cool one, and then I felt bad about mine because it was lame.
All right, so I have Ducks trivia for you. Are you ready?
Okay, thank you for the...
You're welcome.
Yeah, ready to go.
It's why I'm here. In how many sports did the Ducks win Big Ten championships in its first season in the league?
Hmm.
Do you know the answer to that question?
Football? Softball.
Two.
And they won baseball, didn't they?
No, baseball's still good.
Yeah, baseball's still having. Although they're like fifth in the country.
Baseball, they haven't had the...
Yeah, there could be more, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just so far.
So far.
Did they win acro tumbling?
What?
I think that's one of the sports they're not good at. We actually looked it up to see if they were bad at anything, and there's like 4 rando sports that they're actually bad at, and that's about it.
I'm going to say 3.
Okay. The answer is 6.
Mm.
They won 6 Big Ten titles in their inaugural season: football, softball, women's golf, women's cross.
Oh, I should have known that.
You should have known that.
I was just looked at that the other day.
Shame on you.
Damn you. women's cross country, women's indoor track and field, and men's indoor track and field. Now, they could still win championships in baseball and outdoor track and field.
Yeah.
If I mean, I don't know how they're doing in those.
Can I be honest? I didn't know there was indoor track and field and outdoor track and field.
Yeah, I forgot. I saw those. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
so here,
that was really good.
Here's the next question. Behind football, what is the second best head coaching position at Oregon?
What do I think is?
Yeah. Well, you're our duck guy. I mean, I trust your opinion on this. I wouldn't ask Mike Riley this, you know?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you said trivia, so I was like, was
this is more of an opinion.
Yeah, this is just... Yeah, we only had the one trivia question. No,
that was it? Well, you said you had trivia. I thought that meant multiple trivia.
It was just that.
I'm trying to go through
Well, pay-wise, it has to be basketball.
Well, men's basketball. Everyone's going to say men's basketball.
But I'm trying to weigh the pressure to win versus the... uber competitiveness of Big Ten basketball, right? So
all of it. Yeah. I don't think is men's basketball.
I don't think it is. I mean, women's basketball might be in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'd put baseball in there as well.
Agreed.
Because there isn't the history. There isn't the, does everybody want to be good? Of course. Of course they do. But I don't think a bad season, or a season where you don't win a conference championships leads to your coach getting fired in baseball, right? That's the thing is you want to have some runway. You want to have some job stability. If you're asking me what the best coaching job is, I have to factor those things into it.
That's why we ask you the tough questions like that. It's exactly what I was thinking. And I think it might be women's basketball.
Well, haven't they won? How many championships in a row have they won?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Like a dynasty. Wouldn't that? Cross country, whatever it is. Like they have one of those things. They've won like 12 in a row or something ridiculous.
But who's the track coach?
I don't know. But I'm guessing it's good to be that person.
Yeah.
And I know that, and this is going to, this is going to come off really stupid, but if I'm a track coach, do I say ready, run?
What do you do?
I think you're like
what, because there's got to be specific. Hey, if I'm throwing the shot, I guess my point is a head track coach isn't going to, I guess the head football coach doesn't coach directly either. He coaches the coaches, right? Mm-hmm. The head football coach is kind of the organizer of the position coaches. So how about what they do.
Check this out. So I guess Jerry Schumacher is the guy.
Yeah.
So since 1895, there have only been 8 head coaches, and they have 33 national championships.
God. What does he make, though?
I don't know.
And does he coach both men's and women?
Again, you're asking me questions that I don't have the answer to, but I'm guessing Jerry Schumacher has a great gig because all you say is, hey, go out there, throw and run, and then you win national championships.
Yeah, but he mentioned pressure. It might be a lot of pressure being the head track coach at Oregon. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going women's basketball. I think Kelly Graves, so here's the thing that I appreciate I think has to be appreciated in this conversation. Kelly Graves had a couple down years.
Yeah.
Right. However, you have the runway. He had the success and has done a very, has a great run. You have the ability to build things back, which is exactly what he's doing, right? It's so many places or in so many other coaching positions. If you have a bad year, God forbid too, you're done.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that philosophy.
It's a big NIL sport, and the Ducks are uniquely positioned well in NIL, but it's not as high profile as men's basketball, but you still have all the resources.
Yep.
And I don't think it's quite as competitive in women's basketball to get a recruit as it is in men's.
It is interesting. I was having this conversation with someone during the women's tournament as we were watching, and this was my assumption. they asked, why aren't there more competitive, you know, in the men's tournament, you can get a Holy Cross to knock off a Villanova, right? You can get a George Mason into the Final Four, right? That has happened. That never happens in women's college basketball. You have your top 8, 12 powers that are there year in and year out.
And it's always them that win.
Yes, exactly. And I think that my supposition, my guess on that was that for a lot longer time, young boys have been encouraged and supported in playing basketball, right? And it hasn't, and so therefore you develop talent sooner. There's more talent when you get to college, and that talent disperses. With the development of the women's game over, call it the last decade, that is starting to happen. That is starting, you know, you're starting to see more teams other than just UConn and Stanford and, you know, the old Pat Summit Tennessee teams. And like, so you're starting to see more of it. But yeah, I think to your point is like, there are fewer teams to truly compete against right now in women's basketball. However, I think that it is going to change with the way that women's sports, thankfully, are being supported now.
Yeah. Gino even said that at UConn, I want to say a couple years ago, because it had been a while since they had won a national title. And he did allude to the fact that back in the day, it was basically them and Tennessee. Like, there were only a handful of real difference makers, and you either went to UConn or you went to Tennessee. And he pointed that out, that there's more of those difference makers. And you know, now they go to South Carolina and they go to Baylor and they go to LSU. Whereas back in the day, there were really only two or three competitive teams. And that's coming from the winningest coach in college basketball history, male or female.
Yeah. He's done okay for himself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we have.
Yeah. It was, this was more of like a story time with Cardinal and Pectore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Duke on 1080, the fan.
Well, it is a pretty cool story, you got to admit.
God, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was almost better than Jack being fed in a maid's closet off of the Sistine Chapel when he was an infant.
Oh.
That's kind of, you just got to, did you ask and they just let you dip in?
Baby was fussy, you didn't have a place to go, and they hooked you up?
We were with our guide, and Emma was like, Jack needs to be fed. And she's like, no, not here. Too sexy for the Vatican. Let me find you somewhere. And she worked her magic, and, you know, and there you go. And we were deep in the hallways.
That's a great question, though. So that's a trivia question.
Yeah.
Can you breastfeed in the Vatican? The answer is no.
Apparently not.
Well, I mean, you can.
Well, you go into a closet.
Yeah, you better hide it.
There you go.
And I tried sending you something, Joey. When I was over there, we went to a Florentine soccer game, and I thought of you, but the service over there, like, I couldn't send, like, sending photos and videos were like, it was really hard. So now,
what did you see? Fiorentina against who?
We saw Fiorentina against, it was one of the bad teams. They were like in 18th place, but I thought of you, cause it was a really cool thing. And, now that I'm actually over here, cause then once I got back when I had cell service, enough time had passed, but I'll send you a couple of videos I took. Cause it was a really cool experience. And I thought of you when I was over there. I was like, I got to send Joey some of the chants, some of the songs. But
I've heard it's a cool old stadium.
It was a really cool old stadium. And
where is that?
In Florence.
Oh, well, that would make
Florence.
Sense.
Fiorentina.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but right. that was another kind of cool thing. But I was thinking of you over there.
All right. Have a good one.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, bye.
Bye. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Club 1080, next on the thing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.